Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about proposals.
Yes.
And normally this show would only take bad ones, but we'll take good ones too. If you had a proposal that went swimmingly, it was gorgeous. He did all the right things and people parachuted in and angels came down from on high.
Mm-hmm.
And
I literally just saw one on social media.
Okay.
That made me cry.
What happened?
It was the most
Are you
going to
cry talking about it?
No.
Oh.
But it is like what I would want. It's the most simple proposal. They were in like the backyard of a house.
Oh.
And the entire family and friends were upstairs just looking out like one window, just all together. They're crying.
And she didn't know.
She didn't know. And so they like
oh,
came
man, that
inside.
That could go real good or real, real bad.
Why?
Because if she says no, then your whole family's watching.
If you're proposing, you need to know that the other person is saying yes. I like
the danger factor.
Mm-mm. Okay. Two divorces. Yep. Got it.
Once a week. Gotta throw it out there. Ask somebody.
Random stranger. Hello. Your whole family's right behind you.
It was just so wholesome. They were so happy for the couple. And like it literally brought
me
to tears.
So she thought it was just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
He proposes. She says yes. And then all of a sudden there's a cheer from upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
And
gorgeous.
Like the extra work of... He knew that this was going to mean a lot to her. So let me invite all of your best friends, all of your family, all of my family, and we can celebrate together. It's so good.
Okay. I like that one. What about this one? You're out on a hunt with your man and he bags his first moose.
Yeah.
And then when you come up on the dead moose, he's already down on his knees and he hands you a ring.
The moose does?
Hey, Rocky. Yes. No, he hands her. She's happy. They'd been together for like 6 years.
And they hunt together all the time, right?
They do.
Okay.
They share that hobby.
If that's where, because weren't you just happy the other day about some couple who was at Aldi or somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Aldi on their first date. And so then they took their engagement photos there. He didn't propose there, but engagement photos. It's fun.
See, that's the kind of thing I think is stupid. But if you're, I don't know, if there's a moose bleeding out underneath your feet while you're, and she loved it. Mm-hmm. If, here's the thing.
Now haul it back, honey.
If it nails you, then it's good.
Yes, I agree.
Right, but if
what like happens though if he like didn't get the moose?
Then I don't think he would have done.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You're not going to miss a shot and then go, since I missed that shot, let me take this shot. No, you got to.
That might be clever.
It's clever, but it's stupid.
You're nailing it, though, I think, because I see a lot of like the Jumbotron proposals, and to me,
she's not even into sports.
It feels like this is what the guy wants to do.
Yes.
It's like I
want
to do it at the.
I'm just saying. Sometimes when you see them, and they go
you're
badly,
you're assuming.
Of course.
Rude.
No, I'm just saying. Like more often than not, in my experience with women, and yes, I've proposed and gone through fruition more than once. That's not their jam. Sport, even
because those are the women that you look for.
Right, but
none of the people that you have dated or married seem to have been in sports.
Oh God, no.
Interested in them.
My ex-wife was way more into football than I was. She's like winning fantasy football.
Then you should have proposed at a game, and maybe you'd be together still.
We were going to do proposal stories, but I've lost the will to do the show. If you've got a good proposal or a bad proposal, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's our phone number. That's also the Berg Simpson text line. Do either one. Call us. Text us.
Well, even not necessarily sports, even if you're not sure that your bride-to-be would like to be proposed in front of a bunch of people.
Publicly.
Mm-hmm. Publicly, yeah. Like this guy, the guy did it on the plane. He recreated the scene from The Wedding Singer where he pulls out the little guitar and they're just on a full flight, a plane full of people.
I was confused by that one because how do you sneak a guitar on? But then mm-hmm. I saw the picture. It wasn't a guitar. Like he just snuck a ukulele.
A little, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it's still.
And maybe she loved it, but if she's like, I would really like this to be a personal moment between the two of us.
Especially, right. Because there's like flash mobs or whatever. But then as everyone can disperse, you're not stuck in a flying tube for the next 8 hours together.
True, yeah.
Have you seen the ones, like anytime we've talked about proposals, these are the ones that get me to cry every time, where they like go to a movie together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the trailer for the movie before is like, in a world where Jenny meets Tom. And it's like, wait, that's my name and your name. And then all their memories are on the screen and somebody's shooting it stealth-like from the side.
And then there's family and friends in the theater behind him and they didn't know. Yes, it's so good.
People, and it's just like, she just keeps looking over him going like, Jesus H, this is our, like, oh, it makes, like,
yeah.
Because some of them, they don't even use memories. They use like actors that kind of look like mm-hmm. them. So it's like, mm-hmm. this is literally replaying our like life story. This is like,
what is going on? Yeah.
And like, yeah. We met at Chili's.
And then I've seen one where it's animated. It's like, it looks like a Disney movie.
Oh, really?
Of them meeting each other.
That's so killer.
Yeah. I think that's the one where like the friends and family were in the theater.
And then the lights come up and it's like, will you marry me? And it's like,
yeah. So cute.
And it's like, mom, dad, ah!
Okay. I actually really just wanted to watch Transformers, so could we get on with that? Or
let me just say this. We've said most of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great one, we will mm-hmm. take good proposals.
Yeah.
But you know what wins on this show. If you want to win the hearts and minds of Slacker, Tiak, and Aaron, it's got to be a pretty bad
mm-hmm.
proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Proposal stories, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about proposals. And if you have a really, really good one, just don't even try.
We don't want to hear it.
We just want the negative ones. Denise?
Yay.
Yay.
Proposals, good or bad. What do you got?
Well, it's good and bad and good. I was dating my high school boyfriend all through high school. Year after, we break up. And I've had another guy pursue me for a while. So we start dating.
Oh,
he's trying to get his pilot's license. And by that time, I have an office on the top floor of the Wells Fargo cash register building downtown.
Oh, you cool. fancy.
Yeah, the top floor. Amazing view if you can ever get up there.
No, I've been up on the top floor. That's amazing.
Was it on the top, you said? The top floor?
I know. She rubs our face in it like one more time. Got it.
So he rents an airplane to pull a banner right there at the window asking me to marry him.
The first guy or the second guy?
What was that?
The first guy or the second guy?
The second guy that I'm now dating after the high school. But the high school boyfriend sees it. So he calls me and asks if it was me. I say yes. He says, well, then let's get married. I said, too late. You sent me away. So we go about our lives. He moves off to the far other side of the state. I'm married for 22 years, family, all that. That falls apart, and he finds out about it. So now the high school boyfriend and I are back together, married. So good, bad.
Yeah,
good.
But did he rent an airplane? Because if he didn't rent an airplane.
Well, it's just a Facebook message.
Thank you for the call. Devin?
Yay.
Yay. Proposals, good or bad. What do you got?
So it's a good one. My mom had absolutely no idea it was coming after 30 years of being together with my stepdad.
30? 30 years?
And no idea.
Oh, this blindsided me. Wait, you want to be with me forever?
Yeah, so she had resigned herself to the fact that she would never get married.
Oh.
And so when our family gets together, we have a tradition of getting silly string and getting out in a front yard and silly stringing each other. So the whole family was there. It was New Year's Eve 2022, and we were all standing there getting ready to silly string each other, and my dad pops in front of her and gets on his knee and whips out the ring, and she just starts bawling.
Yeah.
And we're all like, so is that a yes? And she's like, oh, yeah, I have to answer, huh?
And then there's silly string everywhere.
That doesn't feel like a good one. He waited 30.
You finally broke me down, honey.
Julie?
Yay, yeah, guys.
Yay. Yeah, proposals. Good or bad, what happened?
I don't actually know which one.
Oh, boy.
So, goodness. What was it? Last week, I've been with my boyfriend for a year and a half now, and he's wonderful. He's amazing. We're really, really, really happy. I feel
I love all that. Yeah. Lip service. Okay.
And she seems so confident about it.
So he invited me over for dinner last week. So cute. He decorated his place. He put a little bow tie on his dog and cooked dinner for me. It's beautiful. Gets on a knee. Starts telling me how much he loves me, how much he can't wait to spend the rest of his life with me,
oh,
all
God.
These things that he hasn't planned for the future, gets down on his knee, opens up the ring box, no ring in the box.
What? He was just like, psych.
No, he was horrified, mortified, so confused. He had, it's gone. The ring was just gone and not in the box.
You don't check the box before! You know how many times I check the box? Can I tell you how many times I check the box? I check the box when I put it in my pocket and I get it out of my pocket. It's like when you're on a prom date. Like, I touched my butt 4,000 times on a prom date, making sure my wallet was there. Because you're like, oh God, I'm buying this.
Yeah, touch your butt.
Feel the ring.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that out loud, though.
Right. I did. I was like, hey, Katie, I've touched my butt like 40 times. Okay, so Julie, next, what happened?
Oh, we tore his apartment apart on the floor, on our hands and knees, crawling, looking through the carpet, the couch cushions,
Wait. So, will you spend the rest of your life with me, open, nothing, so you don't answer yes or no because the ring's not there?
Well, it kind of just pivoted into like, oh my God, where is the ring? He spent so much money on this ring.
So it's just a mystery?
You didn't happen to bring a magnifying glass with you, did you?
Okay.
After an hour and a half, we found it.
You did find it.
Oh, gosh.
We found it. It was in the drawer. It had slipped
out.
It was in the drawer.
You don't know how badly I was afraid we were going to have to wait for a movement from the bow tie dog.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, please tell me it hasn't been passed through Rex over there. So, okay, you found it. It's not been through the intestines of a retriever.
Longest hour and a half of my life, but we found it. I'm wearing it. I said yes.
Oh, so you did say yes.
Good. Okay.
After all that, nah.
Oh, my God. It just seems so awkward to not answer, though. It's like, well, yes, mm-hmm. conditionally upon you finding the thing.
Yeah. I feel like if you're helping look for it, that's an implied yes.
But a question just got asked.
It's an implied yes if you're looking for it. You're not going to hand it back and be like, no. Not-
You show me the ring, I'll give you my answer.
Oh, my God, Julie. Congratulations, by the way. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys. One for the bucks.
Amanda?
Yes, yeah.
Yay.
Proposals, good or bad, what do you got?
Oh, my gosh. So, I don't even know what to call him now.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway. Probably not husband.
So,
ex? What happened?
So he decided to take me out on, like, a picnic to this little spot or whatever. So, like, we had a picnic. And it turns out to be private property. And so while we're eating, the people who owned the property called the police, and they showed up, asked us for our ID. We gave it to him. They ran his ID, and he had a warrant, and they arrested him.
What?
But while he was getting arrested, he pulls the ring out, and he goes, I was going to ask you to marry me.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Abort! New mission. New
life sentence here.
Dude, you don't. Dude, don't go through. Like, what are you doing?
Is that a sympathy play to the police?
I mean, yeah, you can get out of tickets when you're pulled over and just cry a little bit. And he's like, "Hey, I was gonna propose. Give me a few minutes, and then you're good to go."
I don't think that's how it. If he's got warrants out there, like, never mind. Did you say yes?
I didn't say anything. I said, we'll see. That's why I don't know what to call him. I need to wait until he goes to court and find out what happens.
Wait, this is fresh too? Okay. So we don't really. So have you gone to see him? Have you put your hand against the glass and talked to him? Or?
No, he's home. I am. They released him or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it's not bad felony.
Okay.
It's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you shoot us back a call or a text once you figure out if you're going to be the new Ms. Felon or not?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time. Wait, I have the wrong controller. Here we go. There we go.
Now it's time.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Mm-hmm. There's one more. Shout out to the texter who said she's added all of the Slacker Show theme songs to her.
She was hyped about that one too.
To her
she was
workout playlist.
Yeah, so good.
She's binge listening to the Jealous song about angry texters, and she called it the Law and Order gung. That's now part of the News or Nope theme. Cool. So we'll keep creating theme songs for you if you keep listening.
I do have to make a correction as to yesterday's News or Nope.
Oh my God, I swear to God, if you didn't do this, I was coming over the table.
Oh, I have no problem admitting
when I'm- Where did you get your information from?
No, it literally said it was canceled at first, and then they decided-
We announced on News or Nope that Grammys were gonzo.
Because they did decide that, and then they were like, no, we can use this as a charity event and raise money. So Grammys are back on February 2nd.
In all likelihood, the Grammys were never off, and Aaron got it wrong.
Yeah, probably.
We vet our sources on News or Nope. I trust
our
her.
Sources.
I trust her.
We're literally on TikTok getting this. That's where Aaron gets her news.
I got that one from Instagram.
For seven more days, Aaron gets her news from there. And now, will we be more credible when TikTok shuts down, do you think? Because you're going to go to Red Dot or whatever it's called?
I'm already there.
Is it called Red Dot?
Red Note.
Red Note.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, you skipped all the stuff. You didn't do any of it. Watch.
Well, because I had to make a correction.
I know.
Now today is News or Nope. Begin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
There it is.
We don't do this often on News or Nope, but a very happy birthday is in order for role model, all around good guy.
It is not my birthday. I feel so weird. You got the Grammy story wrong, and now you're doing a hype story. It's March 28th, dude.
No,
March 28th.
This is to everyone's favorite family man. Happy 56th birthday to Dave Grohl.
Is it really his birthday?
It really is his birthday.
And did you just call him everyone's favorite family man?
Mm. Hold on, I'm seeing some stories.
It is funny, I sent a GIF of him today to one of our label reps.
Nobody has more of the schadenfreude. You know what that is?
I do.
Where you take pleasure in other people's demise.
Yeah.
Then everyone thinks TX a nice person. He's not.
He's not.
He's got the schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Because he just, Dave Grohl's demise.
He is waiting for the day. You don't understand how excited he was when we were like, Ryan Reynolds might be a bad guy.
And Ryan Reynolds, it may come, because it's looking like Blake is not good.
Yeah.
Mm. And
Ryan's a
Yeah, I'm actually. I'd like to also offer a correction. I'm seeing some stories here. I'm Googling Dave Grohl. I may have.
It's not his birthday, or he's not America's favorite family man.
Not America's favorite family man in any longer. A retraction and apologies.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Three other family men that we all seem to like.
We're doing what?
That we all seem to like. There's been some questionable things with one of them, but like it's okay still. Okay. Not bad. Okay. No Dave Grohl.
Okay.
They are also musicians and they're filming a holiday movie together.
Three musicians filming a holiday movie together.
They're brothers.
Oh my God, if you say Joe Bros.
They are filming a holiday movie for
Joe
Disney
Bros
Plus.
Are?
Yes, they are. Priyanka's in it as well, which will be interesting.
Mm. That's the only, yeah, they're still married, right?
Yeah, and Kevin and I forgot her name.
Kevin. They,
Danielle, his name is Rusty. I think,
Danielle, yes. No.
Jamie White, you know that I'm making this joke for you. She's called him Rusty for years, so much so that I legit thought his name was Rusty.
No. There is a Frankie. He's the youngest. He was like their manager.
Oh, he's like
the
Cooper Manning?
Yeah.
They're filming the movie for what? Disney Plus? Is that what he said?
Oh. No idea what it's about, though, but
returning
should come
to
out this year.
The Disney. I like it.
Can Joe act?
Yeah.
He can?
Yeah.
Have you seen Camp Rock?
No. But all I've seen
everyone's
is...
Everyone's favorite movie.
I'm going to say this. Nick is awesome in Jumanji.
Oh my God. That's one of my favorite movies.
He's so good.
So good.
The second Jumanji is a little bit...
Yeah.
I don't like...
It's not as
good. Like Danny DeVito and Danny Glover don't do it for me. The way the first one was just...
And Jack Black
is the so good.
Kevin Hart.
Ah, so good. And the hot redhead.
I blow up when I eat cake.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
An end to this 11-year saga of this man who lost $765 million worth of Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
A hard drive. Remember that this story in the news? He is on a hard drive. He lost a hard drive. He's been petitioning. It's somewhere in the dump. He wants to look through the dump to
try
to find it.
Can we have a moment to talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want to say this. I was on his side for the longest time because it's like... Dude, I will buy the town a new town if you just let me dig it up.
Yes.
But if you think about it, he is a total jerk. Because when you... So he had a hard drive that he had 8,000 Bitcoins on. And 8,000 Bitcoin at the time was probably worth $49 max. Because they were like 0.000. It was like nothing. They were worth nothing. When you dispose of electronics... You are supposed to dispose of electronics like you take them to Best Buy or they have the like shredded
the
events
specific,
where you can get rid of your electronics so they're not corrupting our landfills with harsh chemicals.
Mm.
But this jackhole put it in a trash bag and let the people take it.
Mm.
So now he's like, oops, I threw away a computer. I need it back. And it's like, well... maybe had you dispose of it properly, you could go to Best Buy or whoever in... England and ask for it back, but you didn't.
It's a good point, actually. It's a really good point.
I hadn't thought about that. I didn't know he just tossed it like that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I say this as a person who's done the exact same thing 1,000 times. Like, it costs $25 to get rid of a TV at Best Buy or something, and that's the proper thing to do. It costs $0 to find a construction dumpster and hurl it into it.
Yeah.
So
the sketchier the alley, the better.
Thank you. But anyway, the saga's over.
He's been petitioning the city to let him dig through. They don't want him to dig through because it's going to release harmful chemicals if you start digging up the dump.
Yeah, because it starts to turn into radon and other gases underneath there as the trash breaks down.
So it finally went before a judge, and the judge ruled in favor of the council, meaning that the drive's going to be... buried forever.
There is 760 some million.
$765 million on a hard drive somewhere that is just buried forever.
Can we go?
Do you guys want to go?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just found out, and I probably should have known this all along, but Aaron and I are not cut from the same cloth, like, at all.
We're both Aries. I don't know what else.
You just said you've done something, and I can't tell you. You couldn't pay me enough to do what you've done.
Did I just say this? Because I have no recollection. What did I just say?
Aaron and I are cut of the same cloth. I don't even remember what we were talking about. There's a story out that basically, and I can't believe this wasn't a law already, if you want to sit in Starbucks and waste your whole day, you have to buy something. I thought that was always a rule. That's a rule if your name is Slacker. And I would imagine, being a good little Iowa boy, that's...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Even if you use the bathroom somewhere, it's like you're supposed to buy something.
You gotta buy a pack of gum.
Yeah, I didn't know that wasn't the rule.
Starbucks has...
I don't drink enough coffee.
When you guys go to a gas station on a road trip, do you always buy something?
You're gonna go in and defile their bathroom and not give them money?
I'm gonna fill up my gas tank and then I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I don't need
the
anything
gas
else in there.
Gas is almost enough, but you gotta buy something while you're inside too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You buy jerky, you buy
Slurpee,
something.
Yep. Yeah. You
one of the weird
to.
Little roller
I shouldn't
dogs.
Have asked T-Hack. He buys something at no every
what.
Single
yeah.
gas station.
I don't even have to pee, but I'm gonna buy something. Like, apparently the rule is Starbucks just wanted people to come hang out.
Yeah. They have free Wi-Fi. This is your place to relax.
I have a friend who literally goes to Starbucks and works. And I was talking to him the other day and they were like, I didn't go into the office today. So I just worked at Starbucks. I'm like, oh my God, how many coffees did you buy? I was like, one.
Yeah.
What are you talking? You would sit there and drink. I know it's overpriced lattes.
You've seen how slow I am drinking coffee. I drink coffee all the time. I drink it all the time. But I will drink the same cup from like 10 to 2.
Can I tell you, this is adjacent to this conversation, sort of. If I go to Starbucks and I have to work because the Wi-Fi goes, like Xfinity Wi-Fi in Reunion goes out, like it's getting paid to go out. Mm. So sometimes I have to go to Starbucks. It's 90 degrees outside. I order a hot coffee. Want to know why? Because you can see how fast I drank the cold one. Because it's a clear cup. So I order a hot one so they can't see that it's empty. Because I don't want them to think I'm sitting there with an empty cup. Because if I'm not consuming, I shouldn't be there. And Aaron's like, no, I'll just go sit there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I feel too weird. Especially like you're going to see a shift change. You're going to see new workers come in if you're there all day.
I would buy coffee because, again, I drink it 24/7. But I don't.
You just buy one and think you can sit there for 8 hours?
Yeah.
What if it gets real busy and there are people standing around and you're at a table? Like, that would.
The
I
one over here, there's always Cherry Creek High School.
I went there yesterday and
it's packed.
Yeah. But that's when.
I want to walk up to people and pick up the coffee and go, it's empty. Bounce. I need that table. You can't sit there with an empty coffee.
I will sit at a table with someone. There's room. I'm going to do it.
No.
Yes.
No. That's, if you're it, not. No.
If someone is at one of those smaller tables, you know the door that you walk in for the mobile pickup, and they're just like on the booth, but the chair sides are open, absolutely, I will sit there.
You will sit down with a straight... Do you say anything?
I'll say like, hey, can I sit here? There's a table. I have a laptop. I'm using it. Just like you're using it.
Oh my God.
I got heebie-jeebies.
Aaron and I are cut of different
cloths. The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.
We want to talk about your sick behavior.
Sick, bruh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's basically, well, there was a story out that 97% of people, Americans, no, that's not it.
No, I was like,
there's two different stories.
It's a third.
What is it?
A third of Americans say that their partner acts like a baby when they're sick.
First off, I want to say that's just people watching sitcoms. And like, I've been accused of by every woman I'm ever with. I don't. I just want to be left alone. I'm like a dog who's sick. I just want to get into a cave, get under stuff, and just, I want to hibernate. But it's like, you're such a baby. It's like, I'm not a baby. Just
that's the thing is, moms don't get to do that. They have to continue to care for their children. So.
Neither do I. I'm home in the mornings. I'm saying, if I'm sick, I still have to help. It's not just a mom thing.
I'm not saying that. But I'm like, even when I don't have my kids or whatever, and it's like, oh, he's sick, so now he doesn't want to do anything. I'm like, right, I don't want to do anything. That's not me being a baby. That's me wanting to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, is that baby?
I'm
asking T-Hack because Aaron pissed me off.
I don't know. I get a little babyish. I
do understand just like wanting to not do anything and just heal, but you don't always get to do that is all.
I'm really bad with the medicine. That's where I get the most babyish, where I'm like, just tell me what I should take. And she's like, I don't know. What are you feeling? And I'm like, I just, the orange one or the blue one.
You
like,
just
what?
Want your mom.
No, I just want it. I want help with the medicine. I just said that.
And who used to do that?
My mom.
Okay. So then you, by the transitive property, you know how this works?
I guess. Yeah, but it's because I don't know. I don't know the ibuprofen. She's like, do you want ibuprofen or do you want the, I can never remember what they are because I don't take medicine very often. So that's where I get the most babyish.
Okay.
But what do you want?
Okay. Here's my whole point. This could go swimmingly or this could go really bad.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you do when you're sick? Are you full on brain cloudy? Like one of the things they talk about is people who like put on two different shoes. I've definitely gone out. Like I am not a person. Like I'm always black and gray and black, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me in a Walmart dressed like somebody who goes to Walmart, I'm sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I already don't care about what I wear, but when I'm sick, it's bad.
It's just like your closet threw up on you. It's just like your hamper goes like
oversized clothes.
Yep, 100%.
Just Adam Sandler.
Yes. And your nose is red and you don't care.
Yeah.
Like I've gone in and soiled everything.
Okay. All right.
There was a time I was sick. Okay.
That's the key. I must be sick.
Wow, I thought something was wrong.
This is what we want, though. We want your sick behavior, not like the depraved things you do, but the things you've done while sick. Maybe things you do to try to get out of it or whatever. There was a time, super bad sinus infection or whatever. I just blew my nose constantly, ran out of Kleenexes. I should not. I just realized that the YouTube people are not going to handle this. But I needed to go get more Kleenexes. So that on the way to get more Kleenexes, I'm still leaking. So I'm just blowing my nose into the sleeves of the sweatshirt that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking around the grocery store with full blown like Ghostbusters 1. The ectoplasm guy had just passed me. I am just covered in my own goo.
Yeah.
And I don't care. And people are avoiding me like the plague. And I'm like,
that literally happened to me not too long ago. And I was wearing a black hoodie and it just like glows in the, glows in the dark.
Oh, it's so big. It's just like big. It's just falling off of you. Like
I'm so sorry. It's better there than, I don't know.
You wanted to be left alone. It works.
It's like you say, where are the clean? And like they just scatter and point. They're like, there. Aisle 12. Go. Somebody get this. And then you just get out of the store. I don't even know if I paid. It's like the security guy's like, no receipt needed. Get on out, snot boy. That's what we want. Like the weirdest thing you've done while sick. 303-222-5423.
There was one time where I had COVID because I don't know how many times I had it, but like it was at the time where everyone was scared. You had to stay home. And I was bored. And I was like, I've played so many games. I don't want to do that anymore. Like there's only so much social media I can do.
Oh, God.
So I tried on all of my prom dresses.
That's exactly what we're looking for, Aaron.
And I did a fashion show.
For yourself.
Yes.
With snot arms.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Not too. Oh, it was just COVID.
The dresses were sleeveless, so I didn't want them.
So you just, oh my God, that's perfect.
It was fun. I'd do it again. I got to like twirl around.
Come here, let me cough on you.
How many prom dresses do you have?
Well, because
like prom,
I have,
homecoming.
Yeah, and I have some of my like sister's old ones and random ones because we would switch.
So you just had big pink taffeta.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yep.
And you're dying.
Because I'm so thick, I'm slaying in these dresses.
Okay.
I've definitely, when I'm sick and I'm home, I've pulled up Jerry Springer on YouTube. I've watched clips because he's not on. It wasn't on
anymore,
and I'm like, I need, that's like what you do is if you're home, you got to watch.
When you stay home from school.
So I pulled it up like on demand to watch it, which is.
I've never thought about that, but like that is such a sense memory. For me, it was like One Life to Live or one of the, there was some soap opera that was on at like 11 o'clock on CBS here. Maybe it wasn't General Hospital or whatever, but it was like, yeah, so that would be the show. If you got to stay home from school, that was your show. Springer was your show when you stayed home.
It was, yeah, absolutely. Oh. So you turn on Springer, you hear him fighting, and you're like, I could cozy
up now.
That's
your sick behavior.
I'm comfortable. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Do you guys reenact the mom thing with the Vicks and stuff?
What do you mean?
Like my mom would just, it's so weird, but she would slather my body with Vicks. Like Vicks VapoRub to try to clear your, and she'd put it on your chest, but then like she'd put it other places so you just couldn't avoid smelling it to try to.
Was she just trying to get the boogers off of your arms?
She was trying to make the boogers not stick.
Yeah. I get slathered up, not by Vicks, but by Agua de Florida. It's like a Puerto Rican thing.
Version of Vicks?
Yeah. Where it's. Well, I don't know if this is offensive. It's water. It's like just a special kind of water.
Really?
But it like. Feels
better. Supposedly cleanses you.
It does feel nice.
Did your parents ever hold you over like hot water with Vicks in it?
No.
Oh my God. You guys don't understand. You put the Vicks in the hot water and then that menthol latum or whatever is like.
They make shower steamers now and I do that.
Right. So this was before that. So they just put a glop of this petroleum jelly in a super hot sink. And then you'd put your head in the sink and they put a towel over you.
Oh.
So, and then like my dad would like hold me. He's like, I'm like, I can't. And he's like, stay longer. Okay. And you're just like,
sounds like
breathing in this like, but you're panic breathing because he's holding you down.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone tries to suffocate me, I turn on Springer, I'm good to go. I feel like I'm at home.
This is either going to go really well or really bad. Is there anything weird you do when you're sick? We call it sick behavior. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about sick behavior, but not in the... No.
Ooh, wow.
That was really good.
Thank
wow.
You.
Disturbed.
Down with the sickness. Obviously. It's just the weird things you do when you're sick. Aaron will go out in public.
Aaron's sick a lot.
Yes. Seems. And both Aaron and I have visited stores with booger arms. I think the next song we need for the show is called Booger Arms.
Yeah, I like it.
David?
Yay.
What's your sick behavior?
It was after eating some Hellas sushi, I ended up passing out on the toilet, and I threw up all over the place, and I woke up hours later, my torso hurting just because I was so... You know, I was hurling like crazy the next day, and I refused to clean it up, so I just fell asleep. I woke up, I got my laptop, and I just watched Netflix.
You just left
like
it there?
Next to some puke.
You left the barf there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't cleaning
it up. Is
it
still there now?
No.
Why would you ask?
No, that's so silly.
It seems like a logical question to ask because he wasn't like bringing it full circle of like, no, then like 3 or 4 weeks later, I went in there, obviously. Okay.
Maybe some bits and pieces.
All right. Thank you, David. Boogie arm suddenly feels
tame.
Sonia?
Yeah.
Sick behavior. Yay. What's your sick behavior?
Okay, so, well, it was done to me, and I'm not complaining. I grew up in Germany, and it was about probably 4 decades ago, and my parents never had Tylenol or anything like that in the house, not for themselves, not for me, not for the kids. Anyway, so they just gave me a bunch of rum.
Rum?
The drum, yeah.
As a child?
Yes. Oh. And then they... Well, you can think about it with like NyQuil, you know, there's alcohol in there. Yes. It was different times. And then they bundled me up in like 4 fake fluffy towels with just the head sticking out, arms in there, everything.
Oh, so they made a little rum burrito out of you.
Yes, exactly. And roasted me.
Sonia's got the lampshade on her head, but she's feeling better.
She's feeling great.
Oh my God, Sonia, that's bizarre. Brandon?
Yay.
Sick behavior, what's yours?
So in college, we were going on a trip for a competition, and I had rhinovirus like a day or two leading up to it. It was just coming out of both ends. And I wanted to go on the trip anyway, and so we're in the back. I'm in the back of this cargo van because nobody wanted to be near me.
Yeah.
And it had to go. I had to go number 2, and I just grabbed a 5-gallon bucket and went with everybody else in the car.
Please tell me you didn't fill it.
Get the 10.
No, I don't. Yeah, okay.
And no one wanted to sit by me.
I know. Like, but.
We have another Brandon.
Yay.
What's your sick behavior?
Dude, my sick behavior is something where everyone thinks I'm not sick at all because I order a Meat Lover's stuffed crust from Pizza Hut with their hottest wings that are boneless.
To try to, like, push it through? What's your end goal for carnivore dieting out with, like, inferno peppers?
All right. So I literally do, like, the hottest thing that they have for, like, the wings. And it works out well because all of a sudden I can start breathing again. Uh-huh. But, like, the Meat Lover stuffed crust, for some reason, it's, like, soothing to me.
Yeah, I mean, some of us get, like, chicken noodle soup.
And you just get dead pig.
Like I know, honestly. It's the weirdest thing, and it's one of those things where, like, if I order that, my wife goes, like, at first, she goes, "You're not sick. You're ordering a Meat Lover's." I was like, no. I was in college.
Okay, so it's the telltale sign that you're sick. As soon as she sees the Pizza Hut order, she's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Brandon's going down.
I was sick in a hotel one time, and I ended up ordering it room service-wise.
Oh my God, okay. It's not going to stop you anywhere.
I don't know how much longer I want. Okay, thank you.
I like that. I'm going to have to steal it because I have to hide a lot of...
You don't need excuses.
I hide a lot of Pizza Hut boxes around the house. No, honey, I'm sick. Take it easy.
Sally?
Yai?
What's your sick behavior?
Yeah, my apologies in advance for this one. my best friend was really, really sick, and... He was all alone, so he drove himself to the Whole Foods parking lot. And when he pulled into a parking space, he filled his pants. And
filled his pants from the front or the back?
The rear at the part.
Filled and it? He didn't have like a little, one slip past the goalie.
It says rear end parking. You know?
It was a little bit more than a slip. It was a fair amount. But anyway, he dragged himself there and he said, "Man, I gotta eat soup." So he dragged himself into the Whole Foods and wandered around.
Stop.
Boogie arms, yeah.
Very tame.
Yeah. Very tame compared to having a truckload, a buttload. As it were.
Yeah. A leaky truckload.
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have done it. But
I mean, at Whole Foods.
It's organic.
Yeah.
You already get judged when you go in there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm sorry. I didn't think this topic was going to come up on the show. We sometimes push some boundaries, and we're not going to get totally into this. Your analogy is so flawed, dude.
I don't think it matches as much as he thinks it does, but I'm still kind of on his side.
It's spot on.
There are two different OnlyFans girls. One is named, maybe we shouldn't say their names. I don't know.
Well, yeah, one kind of reacted to the other one because the first one was the one last year that was like, I have a goal.
So the one had relations with 100 guys in one day.
Yes.
And they made a huge deal out of it. They were like,
because she was like, I want to do 1,000.
And then like, I don't know if you know this, Aaron, but like a week later, she did 300 in a day. Mm-hmm. To like ramp, but it's like, so the big accomplishment was the 100. Woo. And then she just did 300 on a random Tuesday to go like, now I'm warming up for the next one. So she didn't even celebrate the accomplishment of 300, which was three times as many as she had blown people away with a record.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just want to make sure my words are being chosen properly. And now she's on her way to 1,000.
Yes.
But so then some other lady.
Yes.
Went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
In 12
hours.
Yep.
Exactly.
1,000 in 12. Is that mathematically
1,057
even?
1,057 in 12 hours.
Okay. Here's the thing about the 1,057.
I don't want to offend her. Yeah. 57. You're right. 1,057.
Well, because I can't even imagine just 57. Like, that's kind of.
Is 57 higher or lower than your body count?
It's way higher.
Right. So she.
What I'm saying. I want to include the 57 because it's a lot.
Here's what she did.
Yeah, I see.
She's got some person, some bouncer with the
clicker
thing. And when she got to 1,000, they're like, woo, you did it. And she's like, well, how many people are still in line? They're like, 57. She's like, bring them on.
Send him in.
She went ahead and did the extra 57 as a bonus so those guys hadn't stood around for nothing.
Okay.
Now,
do you think they're ready?
The dudes?
Yeah.
I think if you're five back in line.
Do they all have those little slips like at the DMV with a number on it? Do they call a number?
Maybe.
You know?
Here's the thing.
I lost my ticket.
No.
You have to get a new one.
I don't want to get into it, but I don't think we understand. They're not having relations.
No.
They're just like having a moment of relations.
Yes.
Like, they don't get to like.
I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
But I mean, just saying, there's no finish line for any of these people.
I see.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Because then that would be.
Okay. Yeah. Just mathematically, over 1,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, 1,057. Even if everybody's super excited, like, that's a lot. Okay.
It's quite a lot.
So. I have a couple things, and we got to get to T-Hack's flawed analogy, but like, the first thing that came up, and I don't think we talked on the air about it, but like, if your son started pogo sticking and was like, one day went, Dad, I think I could pogo stick 4,000 times in an hour, and that would be I looked it up, that's the Guinness record. You'd be like, let's go for it, son. Let's submit the documents.
You did that with the hugs.
I did. Mm. I didn't do it on purpose, but yeah, I kind of did. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just hugged a lot of people in an hour and turned out, at least in that town, it was definitely the record. And a little girl came and stole my record from me, but that's fine. You'd encourage your son. You'd be like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your daughter says, the mark's at 1,057, Dad. I feel like I can beat it. You want to encourage your children. I'm not saying she's their children, but you know what I'm saying? Because the one who did 100, literally, I believe, said her parents and her, specifically her dad, were like cheerleaders. Like,
really?
Yes. They're like, this is what my daughter
wants to do.
And you got to be supportive.
I don't think you have to be supportive of that because pogo sticking requires some sort of skill.
Which one are we talking
about? Or talent. The example, yeah. If my son wanted to do the pogo stick world record, that would require him to learn how to do the pogo stick.
She had to learn how to. Okay. Yeah.
So do you?
Sort of.
No, you don't have to learn.
I would say she probably had. Okay. I don't think you just, Aaron, I don't think you can just jump into this.
Well, no.
There's some training involved. A little bit.
Not as much as pogo sticking.
But it's not anything like it's not a skill that is different than what anyone else could do if they chose to attempt it.
This brings us to your flawed analogy.
Yeah, my spot on analogy.
Your flawed one.
Whereas I hate the trick shot videos where they show people like either with a soccer ball or they'll have a basketball.
Like
where,
off the roof of a building.
Yeah, or they'll throw it up and they'll hit the basketball with a baseball bat and it'll go and it shows them working on it for hours and hours. Yeah. And then they finally make it.
Yes.
That's not a skill.
That's a...
That's just, hey, try until you get it. And anyone who did, anyone who tried it as long as they, until they made it, would eventually make it.
No,
like, not necessarily.
You wouldn't make it.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm saying
there's
they
no,
have a
but
specific...
But there's no cutoff. There's, it's just like... It,
there's
it
no
took,
cutoff.
It
like,
took me 4 hours. It could have taken me 4 years, but I eventually made it. Like, that's not impressive to me. If you did it on the first time, now that would be a trick shot and that would be a skill. If you're Rocky and you're nailing the half court shot almost every time, that's a skill.
The former Rocky used to do that. I don't know who this new Jamoke is.
But I think if you're just wow. setting up a camera and like I'll be here as long as it takes, like that's not a skill though.
You're not impressed
it's
by
that. It's grit and maybe perseverance, but it's not a skill. You're not improving, like you just eventually made it.
So the only way you'd be impressed by this.
And same with this.
But how do you think that like Jamal Murray got to where he was without all of
repetition. Yeah.
Right. That's actually playing basketball. I'm talking about trick shots where you're like doing something that's not a part of basketball. You're not.
Okay. So is there any
Jamal Murray would not be any better at hitting the ball with a baseball bat from full court.
I would like to see that. Jamal Murray, please send a video.
This is not a way to have Jamal be artist number one in your 1,058 attempt.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a parenting issue that TIAC is in, and I've never, I don't want to sound off. I think we just need to get text people to help you, because I don't.
Okay.
You know that I love to jump on your throat and go, you're a bad parent, because you're an excellent parent, and it's irritating, it's off-putting.
Okay.
But this doesn't
always feel that way. Feels pretty serious.
No, but like, he was talking to us off air about a parenting issue, and you just catch everybody up. Like,
okay. So when you were growing up in the 80s, right, your parents played the music of the time, right? So they probably played some 80s music, right? Some rock bands or some maybe late, whatever.
Sort
I don't
of.
Know. Bee Gees
or
whatever.
Your like, parents played the music they love. My parents played like,
did you say the Bee Gees?
Yeah, he does. Just let him have it. Let him have it.
No, the Bee Gees weren't big.
They were the 70s.
Yeah.
Some late. Okay. Sure.
No, but like my parents listened to like Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I don't even know when they were out. But like that's what because they weren't listening to the music of the time.
Of that current
time. They were listening
time,
to the music they
yeah.
love
yeah,
when
exactly.
they were in high school. And I was the baby. So my parents had me very late. So I was listening to like
Herb Albert.
Have I told you that?
Yeah, because I saw him and you were like, yeah. That's weird.
Oh my God.
That's
like,
what
that was on repeat at my house.
Whipped cream. So
oh
good.
Oh my God. You're just naming all these terrible records my mom would subject
They're
me
so
to.
Good.
Anyway, so yes.
So I'm in the same position though. Like when I was younger, right, I loved hip hop and rap. That was the time of the early 2000s when I was like hitting my stride as picking my own music, I
right.
guess.
Yeah.
And so now that I have kids, well, that's the music I want to play for them. And most of it's okay, but there's
you
just...
You play hip-hop in your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We do. And Mark Anthony. We're very eclectic.
Mark Anthony just... Oh, because your wife got it.
Uh-huh, yeah. So we play a lot of Spanish music, a lot of pop music, and also just rap and hip-hop and stuff.
And your wife likes rap, too?
She does, yeah. Okay. I think everyone does who's, yeah. like, in our generation. That's what...
It kind of... You are right. You are right. Like, and it's even a little generation past you. Like, my buddy Chad, like, we get in the car and it's like Two Live Crew is like, I'm like, what are you?
Yeah,
like, with my kid in the car, I distinctly remember him blasting, like, Luke Skywalker, like, and I was like, what? No, my kid is, like, which yeah. is to your point, what's happening.
Right, and I've actually seen this happen as a DJ when I first started, like, over 10 years ago, seeing a table of people that looked like they were a certain age and going, okay, they probably want some AC/DC. They probably want some of this. Now I see a table of people who look a certain age and they want Tupac. They want Biggie.
Okay.
So it's like everything shifts, right, as everyone
yes.
ages and all that. So we play all sorts of music in our house, but rap music. And most of the rap music from when we were younger is more tame. There's some curse words and stuff that I don't love, but it was more tame, you know? So it's okay. And it's also, a curse word is not the end of the world for me if my kid hears it. Whatever.
You don't mind your kids hearing the mother of all words, the F word.
I don't love it. I don't seek it out, but they also don't hear us saying it. We don't speak that way.
You don't?
No.
Oh, boy. I did not do a good job with my kids then. My kids are adept cursors, but keep going. Sorry.
Okay. Well, maybe
you did too well with them.
Yeah, I did real good. Yeah.
Mine are still young. Give them time. But a lot of newer music, my son likes to watch the music videos, and I have always been a big music video fan. So and on YouTube, you can just watch. It's cool. You can do it on demand. You don't have to wait for TRL to count down and maybe play the video the one time and whatever. So, but a lot of the music videos have not really nudity because they're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, but it's
But it's pushing it.
They get as close as they can to it. And now we're starting to cross into another element where it's like, well, I don't know that I'm comfortable with my 5-year old seeing certain things like that in relation to
dude's
a song.
Making it rain at the club and like
exactly that kind of
what
thing.
The girls are doing and to then get them to make. Yeah.
And nowadays, especially in a lot of the music, there's a specific word that I will not say. None of us will. Mm-hmm. There's a specific word that
it's not a curse word.
No. Well, I don't know what you would call it.
It's not
I guess.
A 4-letter word by the standard definition, but it's the worst word.
Right, and it's definitely
are all curse words. No.
Yes.
Yes. What?
You've never heard it called that before?
No.
It's like, oh, he said a four-letter word. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. I'm like going through all of them about to say them all out loud. Like, okay, that one's one.
Yes, they all have
one.
4 letters.
Wow. Okay.
And this one has 1, 2, 3.
5?
4.
And I. Yeah.
6.
6?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a word.
Oh, you spelled it that way.
The way you spell it.
I didn't spell it that way in my head.
Not the way it's pronounced, I guess.
Mm-mm.
You didn't have a double letter in it?
No, I had that.
Oh, you didn't have the R.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, everybody's in their car with brain cells like, say the word. You know the word.
You know
it's the N-word.
We're not
going
to
say it.
Right.
But obviously, we're not going to say it. But it's like, but in a certain genre of rap, it's sort of
every other word.
Close to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very prominent. And there's no way on YouTube, like they post a music video, but they do not have a clean version of the song. So it's either you watch the video and you hear all of it, or you don't listen to that song.
The clean version on YouTube would just be like a lyric video.
Exactly. It wouldn't be the actual video. It would be, someone else putting it up. So I'm just torn as a parent because it is the music of the time and there's no like sheltering him from hip hop music nor do I want him because I like hip hop. I listen to this music too myself, but it's inappropriate, I think, for a 5-year old
to be hearing watching.
That. And especially that word, because if he repeats a curse word, that's one thing. If he repeats that word, that's a whole other thing that I just don't.
Hey, you rock him into a Parker preschool dropping N-bombs?
Right.
I'm assuming you don't want to open up that gate and just be like, this is this word, you don't say it. I know I just said it, but you don't say it. Like, you don't want to pre-expose or something.
Yeah,
like,
and get into the history of why, this artist is able to say it.
How old is he?
He's 5. He's 5. So I don't know what to do. I mean, because I want to share in the current music of the time, and it's only going, this is...
I do remember my parents being like, sort of excited for me to hear The Gambler from Kenny Rogers, right?
Yeah.
But he's not dropping words.
Right. So, well, and if I play some Nelly and stuff from when I was in high school, it's way more tame as far as even if he does use that word, it's way less. And the curse words are way less. Some of the video, I mean, Nelly is infamous for having inappropriate videos, but he has other videos.
For sure, Hot in Here's video is not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know what to do, I guess, is my question. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
As of right now, what are you doing? Are you trying to just be like, well, let's listen to like
something
the Wiggles
else? Yeah.
Or are you still doing it and then like trying to not wince every time they say the N-word? Well, what are you doing right now?
It's tough because culture has become so, I don't know what the word, everything is melding together. So like my son loves The Grinch, the newer one with Benedict Cumberbatch. The animated one, and Tyler the Creator does the theme song.
Oh, okay.
And sings The Grinch,
awesome.
And my son loves that song. So it's like, well, great. I grew up with Tyler the Creator, like back in college. Let's listen to some more Tyler the Creator. Then you're playing it, and you're like, I don't think a 5-year old
should be hearing
any of this. But that's also he's a fan of him from The Grinch that he did. But that's not really reflective of him as an artist overall. and I'm just stuck. I don't know what to do. So there's, if there's too many, specifically that word that we talked about, that's kind of just, it's a no-go because we don't want him repeating that.
We frankly don't often just give our lives over to you guys, but like text, if there's plenty of millennials that wanted to expose their kids to that music.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot, like Two Live Crew was the most extreme version that your friend listened to back in the day.
Oh my God, I'll never forget my son's face going, Dad, you're letting him. And then Chad is rapping it to my son's face. It's the worst thing. All right, so what should TAC do? What should any of us do if you want to listen to rap? This sounds worse than it is, but if you want to listen to rap with a five-year-old, how do you do it? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I just want everyone to know you're listening to some of the stupidest people on the face of the planet Earth.
I think everyone already knows that.
No, but I want to confirm it.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you've suspected for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we're aware of what's happening here.
I'm more aware than I've ever been at this moment.
Okay. What now?
Well, first off, I did a little test in the room, and it's a weird test because I, too, was wrong until like a day or so ago. And even now, don't you start Googling.
I'm looking up a reason for my reason.
Recently, okay. I've been driving back and forth to Longmont a lot. My mom, you know, after my father passed. So and then there's some days where traffic is just, for some reason, there's just certain days of the week where, like, I don't know, everyone's going to Bucky's, so I-25 is just a dumpster fire. So I have to go like through Fort Lupton or through Platteville or through Erie or whatever. And when you're driving through, like, my kids started to point out a phenomenon that I forgot was a thing. Like, but the water tower. Is there a water tower in Parker? I bet there is.
I bet there is, yeah. I don't.
Is there a water tower in Littleton?
Not that I'm aware of. Lakewood? I'm like right on the cusp.
I mean, I know there's more than one in Longmont. We used to climb the water tower. In Iowa, I guarantee you, in Burlington, Iowa, it's the center of town.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, we live kind of by it.
What did it say on it? Burlington?
Burlington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I asked the room, because like when I saw it, I was like, the sad thing is one of my kids knew what it was for and I didn't.
But oh, good.
I asked this room, what's the, by the way, 303-222-5423. What's a water tower for? Text the Berg Simpson text line. I bet you 80% are as dumb as TAC and I. I bet you 1% is as dumb as Aaron.
Excuse me.
Okay. What do you think a water tower is for, Aaron?
Well, my answer was that's where they would keep Aquamarine. When the sun would go down, they had to hide her in water because she would turn into a mermaid when the sun went down.
Who is Aquamarine?
Sarah Paxton.
You're saying more words that I don't understand.
It's the movie with her, Emma Roberts, JoJo. Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
Is it a Disney movie?
I think so. I think it was a Disney Channel original.
Like, okay.
It's the one movie we had a minivan with a DVD player growing up, and it's the one DVD we kept in the car.
It's not Shark Boy and Lava.
No, Lava Girl. No,
so
that's different.
It was one of my sister's favorite movies.
It's so good.
But nobody in the room knows the name of the movie?
Aquamarine.
Oh, it's called Aquamarine.
And that is the name of the mermaid as well.
Okay. So you think...
There's a bunch of mermaids
that
just
is eerie
up there.
When you're driving by.
I know the movie, but I don't think it was a documentary. So I don't agree with Aaron.
So if you agree with Aaron that you think there are mermaids.
Still waiting to get my like talking starfish earrings.
303-222-5423. My answer is the same as T-Hex.
Yeah.
What's it for?
They store the city's water in the water tower.
But I know
tower.
That's not accurate because we have like off of. What it, like kind of the Pinehurst area, there's the massive reservoir, whatever, that's city's water. So, and there's no tower.
So you think that's your drinking water?
Is I don't
that
know.
Lake or whatever?
There's something whatever there. Uh-huh. It's a water place.
Uh-huh. And so TAC, being as stupid as I am, like, let's just work it out together.
Okay, because that's what you thought too?
100%. Yeah. Like, that's the water tower. That's Longmont's water tower.
Mm-hmm. What else would be in there? Let me use my context clues to think there's probably water in that tower.
Water in there for the,
for the city.
Right.
The name of the city's
and
on the side of it.
And then you go home, right, after mm-hmm. a long basketball game, and you take a 30-minute shower, and everyone on your team does. Now, how big's that tower?
It seems big.
but big enough for everyone to do that, and somebody's doing dishes and somebody's running the laundry, and like, yeah, why would they have a giant water tower? And then what's filling the water tower?
I don't, yeah, and why is it so high up too?
Is it catching rain or something? I don't know.
I don't even want to say the answer to it because I still don't understand why it works. But legitimately, it's not what any of us think. People, I don't want to say
it. I don't know what the purpose is. I'm racking my brain.
It's so stupid.
Does it have to do with farming?
No. This is so weird.
Is it just for teenagers to dare each other to climb?
Yes. That's exactly what it is. It's they put it up in towns so teenagers... No!
Okay, I don't... What is it?
303-222-5423. I don't want to say. You can't think of any other reason. Because when... I don't fully understand it, but like, think about this. If I had water in a tube,
mm-hmm.
which is what your pipes are, mm-hmm. right? And there was just a bunch of water in the tube. Why would it move towards the sink, go up your stairs and like come out? Why is it doing that?
Oh, is it pressure?
Yes.
Ah.
Under pressure.
Is it air?
It's like the high point. They put all the water up high, so it forces, like, you know how you like have a straw and you can like pull it up and then it's like the water pressure.
Yeah.
Or like when you fill the thing, you ever looked at one of those Facebook things where it's like which one will fill first, and it's like you follow which way would like the high water would go over to here, but then it would fall out this tube or whatever. It's that. Like if you don't have a water tower, your water doesn't come out. This is, I know this is dumb, but like, imagine how many, I don't know what we call what I'm talking about, but do you know how many things there are in your everyday life that you just accept that that's what they are? And you're just like, oh, that's a water tower. And you don't ever ask yourself the question, why the hell does every town have one?
It stores treated water at high elevation using gravity to create pressure that pushes water through pipes to homes and businesses.
Oh, well, yeah, everyone knows that.
The mermaids are safe there too.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I think will just be one big, long bleep. Because almost every detail of my story is untellable.
Okay. I have a story. I know if you're committing a crime, you're not really thinking about safety.
Yeah.
But safety first, please.
Safety first on crimes. Got it.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Poland.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
The thing is, my endocrinologist used to be Polish. And I'm like picturing him and I hear his voice, but
Aaron,
I don't know.
I have an endocrinologist.
Yeah, I have a non-curable autoimmune disease. Do you want it? Yeah. I'll switch you.
Jealous.
Oh my God. This whole thing took a turn for the worse. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
My story's out of Poland.
Oh, yeah.
There was a robber who stepped into a convenience store in Poland, and he pulled a gun out of his overalls.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Well, he tried to.
Oh.
It got caught up in his overalls.
Oh.
Maybe you should also wear separate pants and a shirt if you're committing a crime. But he had overalls. Very stylish in Poland.
Okay.
And he got caught in his overalls, and he already had his finger on the trigger.
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh
that?
Oh my God! Yeah.
No! Oh!
The gun went off while it was still in his overalls. A weapon discharged, and it sent a bullet through his own leg.
Oh, which like
his? No, I think just okay. one
just
of
a
the
regular.
Two.
Yeah.
A regular.
His partner.
Do a regular.
His partner, there's a joke about him being a Pole, and I'm just going to skip right over that.
Yep, I would.
His partner grabbed the gun, ran away, and left his buddy just injured there on the floor. Yeah.
We need that gun for later crimes.
The convenience workers are like, what's going on here? Did you need something, sir? They called an ambulance, and he got him to the hospital.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. You got the bleep button ready?
Yep. Uh-huh. Both fingers.
My story's out of Florida!
Woo!
Let's go! A woman caught a man out in her pasture. His not regular leg was exposed.
Okay.
And he was standing on the northbound end of a northbound horse. So on the face side.
Oh.
Stand on the face side of a horse.
Okay.
With his third leg out. Okay.
It appears he was trying to get busy with the nose.
What?
I...
What?
Horses' noses are kind of big.
Yeah, I know, but have you been bitten by one? Because it hurts. Why would you put your most delicate...
I don't know.
I hope it bit him.
I say, nay!
Eventually, the police were called. Oh, my God. You already got your pun in, didn't you? Police were called. He said it was a frustrating moment for him, and he hadn't gotten lucky in 2 months. Mm. I just want to throw it out there. I've had longer dry spells.
Okay. Yeah, I was...
Whoa, you have big nostrils, Tia.
Oh, my God. Look at those sharp teeth.
Let's get out of here while we can. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.